there's no other show quite like The Ron Van Dam Show. Thank God for that. Ooh, can you imagine if there were two of these or more? Whoa, that is a world I do not want to live in. There's only one, and it's enough. This is The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, all right.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the one that I have in the title. My name is Dan. Thank you so much for your indulgence. I will entertain you for the next half hour, and then I won't. This show is a little different than other shows because it's very, very weird. That's what the kids want, you know what I mean? All right. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that standing ovation. What, you were standing up anyway? You were going to go get something to drink? Okay, I misunderstood you. I thought you were standing up because of me. All right, never mind. Maybe later. Well, welcome to the show. Make yourself comfortable. Take your pants off. I'm serious. That makes a lot of people feel comfortable. As soon as they get home, what do? They take their pants off. I'm serious. That's if you live alone, though. You know, otherwise, not so much. Because somebody in the family always says, hey, put some pants on. That's how that works. Aerosmith. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Omicron. Did you hear about this? Aerosmith is announcing their final tour. Okay. It's going to start New Year's Eve at the end of this year, which is when New Year's Eve usually does occur. And they're going to start their tour in the city where most of them are from, in Boston. And then they do a tour. I think it's a tour of Universal Studios or a tour of the zoo. I'm not sure. Now, you know what a tour is. They you know, do concerts. It's called a tour. Anyway, they're announcing that it's the final one, and to which I laughed hysterically. The original members of Aerosmith are all over 70 years old. Get a life. Big whoop. I mean, okay, over 70, you can still sing. And you can still stand there and play a guitar. You don't have to run around the stage and have stuff exploding out of your behind. You know, just play the damn songs and let us go home. What's the big deal? Is this a lot for you? Well, Ron, we do have families and we want to spend time with our families. Okay, then spend time with your families. What do you think people do working Monday through Friday? They go away for 8 hours a day. Some people have two jobs. I mean, okay. Let's have a little compassion. Well, I want to spend more time with my family. Hey, have you spent more time with your family? Try that. You'll want to go back out on tour. I guarantee you. I don't know Steven Tyler personally. I've met him a few times. Other than that, we're not related. Ancestry.com has not named him as one of my relatives. Therefore, it shall not be. We have nothing in common. I mean, our hair is a little bit long, but other than that, no. You know, I laugh at that because Cher had like about five final concert tours. No, this is the final one. It's the final. No, this is it. No, okay. Okay, no. Okay, no, no, no. All right, now this is it. Everybody's got a final tour, and then a year later, they're doing another final tour. Hey, didn't you just do this final tour? Yes, I thought I did, but now it's really, really final. Please, stop your little marketing ploy on me. I'm smarter than you are. Or they do their final tour and then they pop up as guests on other people's tours or what? I have no idea. They're doing a tour of Italy. They stop at all the museums. I really have no idea what's going on. Anyway, that's Aerosmith for you. I think Elton John has done a number of final tours. As I said, Cher, she's still doing final tours. And I don't know. And the smart thing to do is when you're starting out, do a final tour. And that way you have plenty of time in your life to do more final tours. You see, when you say it's a, if you're playing, you know, in a concert and you know, your fans aren't able to get in, okay, we'll get them next time around. Well, if you say final tour, that brings them out of the woodwork. Oh, this is the last time I can see them perform live, except for on television. But this is the last time, like, live, face-to-face. You're not face-to-face with these people. They're like 6 miles away in a stadium. Come on. Yeah, I saw them perform live. Oh, that's nice. I prefer everything on television, and I'll tell you why. Because that way I can see what's going on. I've been to a few sporting events in my life, and they're fun, except for the fact that they happen to be attended by other loudmouth people, so that makes it unenjoyable for me. It's not the game or the concert itself. It's the people that go to it. Did you ever go to a rock concert or a concert of any type? They sell seats. I don't know why, because no one sits in them. You know, I'm not paying $300 a ticket to be sitting in a seat and watch some guy in front of me stand up through the whole thing. I'm staring at his butt crack for the whole. So I'm listening to fine music, staring into a butt crack. Or staring into a woman's behind, which is not so bad for about a minute or two, and after that it gets a little tired. So no, I'm getting too old to stand up through the whole performance. I mean, come on. It's not what I paid the ticket for. Did I pay ticket for a seat at the concert or for a place to stand at the concert? That's the question I have. Anyway, you can't even see their faces in a concert venue. But on television, yeah, you can see the sweat dripping down their face. It's so much more intimate. Sporting events, I can't see a damn thing. Went to a hockey game once, and I had no idea where the puck was. Had this small little disc about the size of my knuckles. I had no idea where this thing was. There's plastic partitions all around the rink, so I can't see into the rink at all from where I'm sitting. And I don't know what the hell's going on. The only thing I can see from my vantage point in the stadium is a bunch of grown men wearing their oversized sweatshirt pajamas, and I don't know where the puck is or what they're doing. I just assume that where the group of men skating is probably where the puck is. Other than that, I don't know what the hell's going on. Well, Ron, you know, can see it better on the Jumbotron if you just look up on the stadium. Now, if I were just home, sitting at home with my pants off, then I could see everything perfectly. Can't see what's going on when you go to a stadium. Give me a break. Ron, it's not that you're watching what's going on. It's being there. It's the excitement of the venue. That's not worth the money then. Why am I paying so much money to hear some fat guy 3 seats away yelling obscenities? As if the players on the field can hear him yelling these things. Hey, defense! Defense! It's like the players go, oh, okay, thank you. Thank you, forgot. Thank you. Thank you for yelling defense. Would have never thought of it. Thank you. You're welcome. Just doesn't happen like that. I have a concept, and I don't know if I should execute it or not, or if the concept is executable. Isn't that weird when you execute a concept? It means that you are going to bring it to fruition. You're going to execute the steps in order to... But execute also means to kill. So, like, I have an idea that I'm going to kill. I'm going to execute my idea. I'm going to kill it. Oh, I thought you were going to execute the idea and make it happen. I know. I don't understand the word either. Anyway, I am over 60 years old. Is it a shock to you? I'm over 60 years old, and I've never admitted that before in public, nor in private, nor to myself, nor to the mirror image in my bathroom. But I am over 60 years old, and I am getting into the part of life where I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pee. And I thought it was just me. It's like my alarm clock's going off, Ron, time to pee, but it's not. It's my body clock that's telling me this stuff. And then I was speaking to a friend that I have who is a female, and she says she gets up at 3 o'clock to pee too. And I say, okay, did not know that that was a thing for a woman. She says, well, I don't know. I have to get up at 3 o'clock and pee. And then when you get older, it's more than just once a night, but it does interrupt one's sleep. And I don't think anybody's addressing this problem. I guess you can go to your doctor and say, doctor, I don't know how to discuss this with you, but I'm peeing at 3 o'clock in the morning and I don't want to anymore. And I also don't want to take any more pills for anything. I mean, when you're 60, you take a pill for everything. And I mean everything. So, I'm just living with this. I just go to bed earlier, so I get a little bit more sleep. But 3 o'clock, I'm up like a bastard. I have another friend, or a very strong acquaintance, who's on Facebook all the time, always posting. He has a lot of time on his hands, I suppose, or whatever. He has a lot of Facebook friends, you know, so do we all. It's not so don't we all. That means that we don't have friends. It's so do we have friends. These double negatives drive me nuts, but that's for another show. Anyway, so he's posting, and he starts posting at 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, and I swear this is true. I swear it's true. He posts at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not up. I see it the next morning. But he's posting at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's saying, anybody up now getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pee? Anybody else? Anybody else can't sleep after 3 o'clock in the morning? And he had a good number of responses. It wasn't thousands. It was like 10. But that's a lot. And when I read it, I said, yeah, I got up at 3 o'clock. I mean, I wasn't pathetic enough to go online, but yeah, I did go get up and pee and went back to bed. I mean, I didn't fall right back to sleep, but no, I didn't go to Facebook to announce it. No, I didn't do that. But then I thought, wait a minute, that could be a thing. How many people over 60 or even younger than that get up in the morning, in the middle of the night, I should say, to pee? Is it the middle of the night or the morning? It's the morning, technically, but it's also the middle of the night. It's kind of odd. Kind of an odd phrasing. Then I thought, well, if people get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they can't go back to sleep, I've got an audience. Shall I take advantage of this idea? Should I execute it? So that's where I'm at, man. I'm figuring that this could be a wonderful, wonderful idea.
It was unbelievably painful.
It wasn't that bad an idea. What do you think? What do you think? Should I do it? Should I do a clock? Should I do a show at 3 o'clock in the morning? I could call it the 3 o'clock pee show. I could have guests, and they all talk about peeing at 3 o'clock. I could have famous celebrities on the show who are up at 3 o'clock or haven't even gone to bed yet. The 3 o'clock pee show. It could be a hit. Wow. I like that idea. But what would I do on a 3 o'clock P show? I think it would start off with the sound of a babbling brook or a waterfall in the background. People who have to pee love to hear that. I'd make it a very short show because you really should get back to sleep, and I don't want to be the person that, you know, stops you from getting a good night's sleep. So it would be a short show, maybe like 10 minutes. And if people can't sleep, they would actually get up and go to their online thing. Or they could just ask Alexa, they might have an Alexa near their bed, to play the 3 o'clock P show. And they would, and she would do it. And you just listen for 10 minutes, and it puts you to sleep. Because my show for half an hour will put you to sleep. I think this is probably putting you to sleep right now. The concept is incredible. The execution is another question. Shall I execute the idea, or shall I execute the idea? Which shall it be? I don't know. Maybe in the middle of the 3 o'clock P show, like 5 minutes in, I would talk about puppy dogs.
Aww.
Yeah. I'd find something to do with the time. What do you think? Drop me a line and let me know. I sound like a fish in the ocean. Drop me a line and I'll be your dinner. You can go to my email. I have an email. I have a mail with an E in front of it. It is ronvandamshow@gmail.com. That's ronvandamshow@gmail.com. RONVANDAM. Three-letter words. 9 letters if you add them all up. RonVandamShow@gmail.com. Let me know if you would like to hear the 3 o'clock P show in the middle of the morning, middle of the night, whatever you want to call it. It would be there waiting for you. Now, I won't be doing it live necessarily because that just comes under the category of pathetic. No, I'm not doing it live. I'll pre-record it, but I will tailor it to your specific needs at 3 o'clock. I think it's a fabulous idea. I think this could go nationwide, even be popular in Argentina. I don't know why I chose Argentina. It begins with an A, and that's what was in my head. Yes? No? Nothing? Nothing at all? Email me. Dare you. Not that I'm going to read it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a very interesting guest, I do believe, and that'll be fine for you. All right, first, there is this.
Hi, I'm Gary Filkington, founder, owner, and operator of Filkington Gender Warehouse in picturesque West Bridgewater. We've got genders for all occasions here, for sale, lease, or hourly rental. There's no need whatsoever for you to agonize over what gender floats your proverbial boat. You can choose from one or more of our selection of over 30,000 government-certified genders of the highest quality. Come on in and talk to one of our qualified gender specialists, or feel free to browse around in our vast 3-story gender showroom. Whether you're a boy or a girl or a genuflecting peach pit or whatever, you're guaranteed to find a gender that'll show the world you're something special. And while you're here, if you gotta use the can, it's open season, baby. Go wherever your spirit takes you. Filkington Gender Warehouse is open weekdays till 8 p.m. and till 2 a.m. on Saturday for your late night gender action. Surprise your friends, piss off your parents, get special treatment at your job with a brand new Filkington Gender, Filkington Gender Warehouse. We identify as being at 367 East, Route 43 in West Bridgewater, so maybe go there.
Anessa Chumbly joins us now. She's a dietitian and nutrition expert featured on Wish TV, Indianapolis, and other programs as well. Happy to have you on the show today, Anessa.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Ron.
Well, we're talking about something that is very close to my heart, and that's food. And how to eat healthy and healthy choices, which It's not easy to do because I'm not too sure what's healthy, what's not, and what's organic and what isn't and what the difference is. So how can you help me?
Great. I am here for you. This is
my
favorite topic, so I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Thank you.
It can be confusing. Nutrition is a confusing world.
Yeah. I don't understand, because organic is in my supermarkets, it's more expensive considerably, and yet it's more natural. You don't have to do anything to it. So I don't understand how I would think that would be cheaper because I'm not asking you to do anything with it.
Yes. Wouldn't it be great if we could change that? I mean, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
There's so many benefits to going organic, but it is too much to do it all at once. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So just to take one product at a time and make that swap to the organic, I think is a great way to go.
If I went organic slowly, am I actually losing weight? Does it actually affect obesity?
Well, that's a great question. It depends on what you choose, of course. You know what I mean? It is a great idea if you're into losing weight to start to look at the produce section of your local Shaw's as nature's pharmacy.
Okay.
And once you start to, I like to recommend with weight loss that you go after those fruits and vegetables. Instead of focusing on what you got to leave behind, focus on what you need to get in. It's always best to focus on the positive. But those are going to be the foods that really fill you up and give you energy.
What's a good place to start? Give me an example of this.
When you go into the store, I have three tips that I like to recommend.
Okay.
First, organic and natural foods are going to be a great source for healthy living. But like we said, don't make the overhaul all at once, because the way I like to think of health is it's a series of impactful habits.
Mm-hmm.
Your health isn't going to be lost or found in one food.
Okay,
and then second, again, start to look at the produce section as nature's pharmacy. So some of my favorite things, I could go on and on about all the little things that each piece of produce does, but blueberries are going to be great for your brain. We're finding out that those are brain boosters and might preserve memory.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic may help lower cholesterol.
Ugh.
And things like broccoli are going to be cancer fighters. So those are just a few of my favorites.
Well, that's all good except for the garlic, because, you'll be healthier and your heart will be stronger, but you'll have no friends.
Exactly. Unless your friends eat garlic too. And then it'll kind of cancel each other out. So I think you're going to be great. Garlic's one of the best things you can eat, and it's one of the least expensive. Garlic and onions are a great thing just to keep in your pantry all the time.
Yeah.
But when you go to the store too, make sure, it sounds cliche, but go with a list, because when it comes to, you mentioned healthy eating and weight loss, one of the keys to those is prep. Prepping gives you future power because it saves time and energy in the moment. To eat healthy, you've got to have healthy food on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So going with a list really, I think, streamlines things for us.
You know, they kind of make it easy for us if we just open our eyes, because the food labeling system, which is now mandatory, it really does tell you what's going on, what's in there, and you can really see if you're eating chemicals or if you're eating just the thing that you intended to eat here and none of the stuff thrown in, the preservatives, etc. It's really there. How accurate are those? Are they real? Are they, those labels, are they honest?
You know, they have to be, which is a great thing that I'm thankful for. And I like to tell people, there's a lot of messages, going on and on the package. Skip over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Go straight to the ingredients list. I call that our source of truth, because that's going to be exactly where you find what you're putting in your body. And once you start to do that for a while, you can begin a relationship with some of the brands you trust.
Yes.
So a couple of my favorites are O Organics and Open Nature.
Okay. And because they're what's on that label is honest and it's good.
It is. And you're going to be able, when you look at the ingredients list, look for a list that's pretty simple, that only has a few ingredients in it that are easy to pronounce words or some of the things that you're going to want to look for.
The words that didn't come out of a chemistry lab is what you're saying.
Exactly. You've got it.
Okay. All right. So, and now if you do eat natural and eat healthy, then I understand that the pounds will begin to shed slowly but surely.
That's right. There's a few basics to those. One of those is getting in breakfast, getting in plenty of hydration. And once you start to do that over and over, the beautiful thing is that those become habits. And once they're habits, it's like they're they get solid. And it's a foundation that you can kind of build on.
Yeah.
But once you start, I think, Ron, once you start to feel better, that's the best way for the habit to stick.
Yeah.
Because once you feel more energy, it propels you through your day.
It's absolutely true. It's a good point. Yeah, it's so much better to because the doctor bills are too high otherwise. I haven't eaten fried foods in quite some time, and a friend of mine said, "Hey, try these the fried chicken stuff." And I said, "Well, the chicken's good, but the fry, I can't eat this. I can't even eat this." And I used to. Now I can't. It turns my stomach.
That's a great point. Once you've made a change and then you go back to it, people tell me that all the time, and I love it.
Yeah.
That's a really positive message. You kind of have to start with the change and trust that it's going to be better on the other side.
Yeah. Now, Anessa, one thing you say, which is really true, is, and I always believe this, you can exercise as much as you want, but if you aren't eating healthy foods, it ain't going to make any difference. Yet on the flip side, if you eat healthy foods and you don't exercise as much, you'll still get a good result.
You know what? You will. And as much, our bodies were made to move. So as much as you can move throughout the day, that doesn't necessarily mean going to the gym and spending hours.
I don't have time for that.
You don't have time. You can do things sitting right there in your chair, standing up, whatever you're doing. You can find ways to move your body.
Of course.
But you go hand in hand. Yeah.
I never particularly enjoyed sweating. You go to the gym and you're all sweated and you're stinking and you got to take a shower and you can't breathe and you're short of breath. And I thought that just doesn't feel good. So it's different. I'm glad you have that.
Why do people do that, right?
Right. Now, you mentioned Shaw's, and I got one near me, and I go there because they clearly mark off their organic sections and their natural food sections, and it does make it so much easier. You don't have to waste all this time looking at everything.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I always have a few kids with me when I go to the store, and I try and make teaching moments, and it can get kind of crazy, so I really appreciate the fact that they've made easy-to-spot signage for their organics or natural products in Shaw's.
Yeah, and I have a feeling as we go on in our years that they're going to be prominent sections in these supermarkets pretty soon.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so where can we go for more information?
Yes, just head on over to your local Shaw's the next time you shop for organics or natural products, and you're going to find hundreds of things to choose from there.
And when you go there, say, Annabelle sent me in, they'll say, oh my goodness, okay, fine, come on in.
Anessa, that is so right. You tell them that and connect them with me, and I'm here for you, Ron, whatever you need.
You can't go wrong.
On your health journey.
You can't go wrong. Hey,
that's right.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. You have a lovely day.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until then, I wish you peace.